أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن يضروكم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون. ضربت عليهم الذلة والذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله. ضربت عليهم المسكنة. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained that this great work of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar, Allah has given it to the Muslim people, the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And together with that, tu'minuna billah, the true iman on Allah, also this ummah has been blessed with that. Then after that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that if the Jews, Christians, Ahle Kitab had brought iman, it would have been much better for them that they should also have acquired all these great virtues, but the vast majority did not. Just a few of them accepted Islam. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And the vast majority of them are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. In their disobedience, Allah Ta'ala has explained previously that there are two things that they did not bring iman. In spite of them wanting, waiting for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he came, they recognized him. But just because he wasn't from the Bani Israel, he was from the Arabs, they refused to believe their pride and haughtiness. So now on that, they did not believe. And the other worst thing, that they stopped other people from believing and accepting Islam also. And that they are all the time plotting. From the very beginning till today, as we know presently in Palestine, Israel, all the plotting against the Muslims is carrying on all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, لَنْ يَذُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. وہ کچھ نہ بگار سکیں گے تمہارا مگر ستانہ زبان سے. They cannot harm you in any way. And the history of Islam has shown how many times they tried and fight the Muslims. They were always defeated. And till close to Qiyamah, they will be always defeated. When Qiyamah will be closed, then they will gather at one place where Imam Mahdi will come and kill them all. So till then, they will not have any support. And presently also, it is not the Jews that have got any power, Israel. Israel is just a front. It is America, the UK, Europe that is all behind it. Otherwise, Israel is just a friend. They will never be able to stand up to any fight with the Muslims. Illa adha, but just that they cause problems always. Every time they are causing different types of problems. When you qatilukum, you will lukum al adbar. Or agar tum se laringe, to peet denge. And whenever they will fight you, they will be defeated and they will turn their backs and run away from you. And that has been proved all along in the history of the world, that the Jews were never able to stand up against the Muslims. Always they were defeated. And presently also we see that how they are being defeated, how they are being slain, and what a big problems they are facing. ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. پھر ان کی مدد نہ ہوگی. And they will not be helped in any way. Nobody is there to help them. And there's many of the Jews themselves, they say that the help of Allah is not with us. It is with the Muslims. And therefore we cannot defeat the Muslims. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما تقفوا. ماری گئی ان پر ذلت جہاں دیکھے جائیں. Allah Ta'ala has stamped disgrace and humiliation on them wherever they are. Whether they were in Germany and whether it was Hitler who had killed them, put them in gas ovens and killed them, whether it was in any other part of the world, not only in the Muslim world, but if we study the history of the Jews, we will see wherever they were, even other nations all look down, and even presently the whole world has turned against Israel, just because of the aerial bombings, and that also murdering innocent people, not those who are in combat, who are fighting, children, pregnant women, old people, hospitals, all places like that they are bombing. So this is, so the hatred of the world has turned against them. And this has been always the case. Allah Ta'ala said it has been stamped on them. And that is what they will face all the time. أَيْنَمَا تُقِفُوا جَهَادِكِ جَاهِ Wherever they are. إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ سوائے دست آویز اللہ کے اور دست آویز لوگوں کے. Besides the little that they are given respite by Allah Ta'ala and given respite by people. This means that where they ask for protection, they become zimmis. And then they are treated just as Muslims, but they have to pay tax. And they have to be humiliated, and they stay under the Muslim rule, and then the Muslims will give them protection, just as the Muslim people are given protection. They will give all the zimmis, even the Jews will give them protection. So only in that way do they get some respite, or hablim min Allah, or some respite from Allah Ta'ala's side. According to some Mufassirin, this both means the same. The one just explains the other more clearly and more in detail. According to other Mufassirin, it means that those who accept Islam, then they were Jews, they accepted Islam, then they get their protection. Or it means that they ask for protection from the Muslims, and then the Muslims grant them that protection. That is the only way they can have respite. Otherwise, they are not only hated and despised, but they are looked for and killed one by one. They are killed, and that will come to the height when Imam Mahdi will come, and even a rock and a tree will also announce and say, "There is a Jew behind me. Get hold of him and kill him." In this way they will be killed, and this disgrace is written down on them, because they continuously in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave him lot of trouble and takleef, and they turned against the laws of Allah Ta'ala. From here also we learn that hurting the feelings of the pious people is very dangerous. Like the Jews did this, they hurt the feelings of Musa alayhi salam, they went against him. Till today they are paying the price for it. And they are going through that great difficulty. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ اور کمائے انہونے غصہ اللہ کا. And in this way they have bought the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. By the actions, the evil actions they have done, Allah's wrath and anger has descended upon them. وَذُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ اور لازم کر لی گئی ان پر حاجت مندی. And also poverty has been written down on them. We might think the Jews are very rich, but no Jew is ever satisfied with how much he's got. All the time he wants more. And a person who wants more is not a rich man. A rich man is a content person. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. Wealth and riches is that when a person is content with what I've got. But if he wants more, he's still a beggar. He's still in zaruratman. He's still in need. And this is one specific quality of the Jews. They just want more and more all the time. And they just hanker after the dunya. They find no peace of mind in anything. They just want more and more money. This also Allah Ta'ala says, we have stamped it on them. That they will be just hankering after the dunya all the time. They will never find peace and contentment from that aspect also. From within themselves also, neither will the people leave them. Not only the Muslims, even non-Muslims, nobody will leave them. And they themselves, from within them, they won't find peace and happiness either. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ یہ اس واسطے کہ وہ انکار کرتے رہے اللہ کی آیتوں سے. And this is because they always denied the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. Right in the presence of Musa alayhi salam, a great, great Nabi of Allah. But how they opposed him, how much they caused the harm to him, they hurt his feelings, and over they did all terrible wrong things to their own Nabi. So this is the cause that Allah has written this down for them. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. Or qatal karte rahe paigambaron ko na haq. And they kept on killing the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam without any reason also. There were times when a number of Anbiya, they collected them in a big arena like the sports stadiums we have got, and in huge trays they put the Anbiya and slaughtered them in front of all the people. Not one Nabi at a time, when numerous Nabis were sent, because they did not want to follow the teachings of the Nabi, and they felt these people are stopping us in our progress of dunya and living our dunya's life. And they killed the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam in great, great numbers also. Bi ghayri haq, na haq, without any reason whatsoever. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. یہ اس واسطے کے نافرمانی کی انہوں نے اور حد سے نکل گئے. And this, why they killed the Anbiya, why they denied the signs of Allah, there was one other reason before that. And the basic cause was that they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and they went beyond the limits, they crossed the borders. So we also must be careful. And all this is mentioned in the Quran for us. No Jews are going to read the Quran and take this lesson. Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif for us to take lesson. That when we, for example, disobey Allah, we don't make our namazes, we don't obey the commands of Allah, this leads us on to another guna. That leads us on to another guna. And then it comes to the level where even you then will kill the righteous and the pious people. One guna leads to a worse guna, to a worse guna. And the final, that you are made properly the fuel for Jahannam. And then you go headlong into Jahannam and you suffer there forever. Therefore, even what we think small gunas, we must refrain from them completely. And especially the man of Allah, never oppose them. Those who are the ulama-i haq especially. And it's not them that we are opposing, we are opposing the deen-i haq. The command with the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. And then this is what it results in. So these lessons have been given very clearly for us and in the Quran Sharif for us to take heed. And if we don't and we carry on in our ways like the Jews, all this has been revealed to us that you don't be like the Jews. And they made a mockery of the Anbiya, of the religion, of the Torah. They bribed the ulama. The ulama were also corrupt. They took the bribes and they changed the book of Allah. And they changed the laws of Allah. So all this led to the total destruction for not only till Qiyamah, forever in Jahannam also. So it is all a lesson for us in the Quran that we don't fall prey to that and we don't commit those gunas. May Allah guide us to righteousness, give us hidayah. Thank you.